Shmaitza, Monday night, or Lechav Gimel Iyar, I think. I hope I have that right. And Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Zion. And we went back and forth here with a Ramah that says Safek Kavush is Asur because it's a Safek Yeraisa. The Taz says, why in the world wouldn't we follow Cheskas Heter? The Shach says, what are you talking about? We have a very clear Reyusa in the Cheskas Heter. It fell in, we see it's together, there's a very clear Reyusa. The Shmaitza, the Reyusa means we look at the only, what do you mean it's a Reyusa? It means we've had the matzah of now. So he says, there's no such thing as a Chazaka de Meikara. So we wouldn't care that it's Nashra now, because we would go with the Chazaka de Meikara, would be stronger. Then the Shmaitza says, is Yesod, which is a very, very, and this is really what we're up to, and this is what the Shmaitza in all of the Shaklavataria leads up to the point, and this is called, its Lomdisha name is that on a Safek Taruvos there's no Chazaka. That's the name of the Yesod. In a Safek created by Taruvos, a Taruvos of Isavaheta, and the reason it's Asur is because of the Isser, it wasn't Batal Barov. So it's a Taruvos of Isavaheta, whether it's less than Shishim, or it's less than Rov if it's Yavesh B'Yavesh, or less than Shishim if it's Lach B'Lach, whatever the, or Min B'Mino, Min B'Shein Amino, lo mishaneh. The point is, in a Tzavik created by Taruvos, then you can't, in an Issa created by Taruvos, and you have a Tzavik about that Isser, so you can't use Chazaka to help you with that Tzavik, because, as the Shmaitza says, very sharp point, that when you have a taruvos, we paskin chaticha einasis nevela. That means even if you have a dvar iser, even if it's not yavesh biyavesh means you have two pieces of chelev and three pieces of shuman or whatever the numbers are, two and two, and you mix them up. So that's a taruvos. You're not allowed to eat either one. So there, we understand probably intuitively that the issur is asur and the heter is mutter, and it always was that way, and we're not changing anything. Nothing has been transformed. It's just a question that it's asur to eat because you might be eating the issur. But even lach balach, or even a permeation of is of ta'am, they were cooked together, and the taste molecules entered the other food, and that's the. What you end up is with lach balach. Lach balach means mutter dika liquid got mixed up with also dika liquid. Or they were cooked together, which is always considered lach balach because you have an absorption of taste. So it permeates the thing. It's not a question of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Yavish v'yavish is eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Did I pick the right thing when I pick it up and eat it? But with lach balach or nesinas tam, you have a permeation of the isser into the Dvar Heter. So normally when we speak Balabatish, my apologies to all Balabatim here, I'm also Balabas. I went to work like 20 years ago. I just worked for a firm called Otsko. What's the difference? What's the difference who you work for? I have to work, I have a job, I get paid, Baruch Hashem, and I'm a working stiff. Anyway, so in Balabatish terms, we say, hey, this became osur. This apple became osur. This piece of meat became osur. But the Shmaitza pointed out, no, it really didn't. It became osur to eat because of the permeation of isur. But Cheskas Heter, in a case of Safek, is totally inappropriate. Because what's mutter now was always mutter. And what was always mutter is mutter now. And what's osur was always osur, and it's osur now. Your only question is, did it permeate? Is there Isser around? That's really the basic shaila of a Safek Kavush, or let's say Safek cooked together, or Safek Lach Balach, is there Isser here? It's not really, did the Heter become Osur, even though if in layman's terms we might use those words, that it became also to eat. But it didn't really. What happens is that Isser fell in here, and you're not allowed to eat it because of the Isser. So he says, Keskeset there is totally inappropriate. We're going to see, it's Hashem, Rav Shimon Shkob, I don't want to do it now, I want to first finish the parak of Shmaitza. But Rav Shimon in Shar, in the second Shar, Shar HaChazokos it's called, he has a parak about this point. He has a parak called Chazoka Demei Kora B'mokom Sofek Tarubos. And what?
How could the Yisra, how could the Chazoka ever be appropriate if it's not model, the Yisra is needed?
Normally, when do you ever have, if you have a Sofek, if a Behema, if a Behema is a Trefa.
No, it's Tarubos, I'm told.
That's the point. In Tarubos, you can't have Chazoka. It wasn't Pasha, I dare say it wasn't Pasha 10 minutes ago.
How could it be? That's what I'm asking. How could it be Chazaka? Yes, I see it. How would you have sent the Chazaka?
The Chazaka doesn't apply.
We see, Rav Shimon says how, because he has Raya's, you do say Chazaka.
Yes, in the pile.
He has Raya's, you do say Chazaka.
We'll see.
I once, here. Shara Chazokas Perik Yud Aleph. Biur Shitas Toisvis to Mahani Chazoka B'Sofik Tarubos. That's the name of the parak. Apparently, there's a Shitas Toisvis that says clearly Chazoka does help. So here's Rav Shimon. He starts off with the Ramah and the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesef. Sha'ar Beis Perik Yud Aleph. And the first paragraph is the good old Ramah and the good old Taz. And the good old Lakutus Makasev and Shmaitza Gimel Perek Zion, because of the Tarets Divrei HaRamah, and he brings a raya from a Rosh that we're about to learn. But Toisus and Yevomus says clearly there is a Din Chazaka by Sofik Tarubos. Okay, maybe we'll see the Rav Shimon. It's not going to do us any good to close our eyes and make believe. Let's see the Shmaitza. The Chayotze Bozer, Kosov Arosh, Perakin Anosha, the Mishanik Eres Hagid, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shmaitza 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 Shmaitza
Amen.
Someone cleaned out a piece of meat from the Gid Hanosha in it. Lo Yodanu Amik Erkel Choso, and we don't know if he did a good job. Ubishlu also. And now they cook that piece of meat together with other meat. The humutter. The Rosh says it's mutter. Mishum dero mitzuyin eitzul nikor mumchen heim. That's the Rosh's svara. Most people who do nikor know what they're doing. You have a rov. I don't think that rov has to be universally true. But in the time of the Rosh, it was. See, there's a rov that could change.
Well, it can't use the same assumption that we learned in a couple of prakim ago that, you know, Shochet that...
That's what he's about to say. It's either true or it's not true. Yeah, but for some reason I don't... Here I think... Remember I told you, like Rav Soloveitchik talks about, if it could change... Here I think everybody with Moedit could change. If Rachmana Litzlan, you know, we reached a point where most Shochtim don't know, I guess, I don't know, Nikur, I guess, I don't know, maybe.
Not in the cabin of the Buyas.
It doesn't seem intuitively, it doesn't seem like something that's Mamish Teva Habriya. It seems like something that's Mitsuyuti, but not in the Teva Habriya. You could, Lachora. But I don't know, but...
It's like Shkita. He was certified to be a Shochet. It's the same thing as Shkita.
The question being raised is... No, you're right. But the question being raised is... if the definition of Ruba the Lesser Kamon is a rov b'teva, can you honestly call this a rov b'teva? I tell you, this is the issue Rav Soloveitchik raised. Like, would you ever, I don't know where, in an article or in an essay, like, can the world, can, you know, is it possible that the world reaches a point where you don't have, and, you know, it sounds funny, because where you won't have any more rov noshim basulos nisos? I mean, I get, we don't, first of all, we don't have to take the goyim into account. It was always, it's a halachic matter, you just have to take Jewish people. But I don't know, if 90%, if 80% of the Jewish people are not from, and go to co-ed colleges and whatever. So that was the issue he talked about. My memory, do you remember such an essay? My memory is that he said, it can't change. It's like a truism. But I don't know, like I'm thinking now, why can't it change? I mean, it could change. Maybe it could change, it would be like Kalayim, where you could do against the Bria. You could go against the nature of the world. So in a Hanami, you couldn't use, you know, there's still the nature of the world. It's like, maybe that's like Dora Mabel. It says the Behemoth was also Miskalkel. Aya Behemoth has no Bechira. The answer is, when the world is not functioning in a normal fashion, so a lot of things go haywire. And the Teva doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Okay, let's go back to it. Anyway, he says, Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Nikar Mumchanein. Ve'inadon melohod di'amrina behema b'chayeo b'cheskas isra imedes atri yivodol l'chabim in ishchato. And you say that even b'mako Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchanein, ki behema b'chayeho ein lo shum heter. So there you have a transformation. It goes from Isser to Heter. And you have a Cheskos Isser. This is the Rosh. Shmaitz is bringing a Raya, saying that the Beferish a Rosh like my Svara. The Yerech is Cheskos Heter, meaning the Yerech is Mutter. The meat is mutter. The gid that's in it is what's osur. Chutz min ha-gid. So there is no. So the Rosh seems says hilkoch aminon be rov hamisaskin benikur mumchen hay. So the Rosh seems to be saying the Shmaitzer svar. He doesn't say it mamish explicitly, but he certainly seems to be implying very strongly that there's no chazaka. Why don't you say it's a suffix? Yes, you don't know if it was meeker properly. So it's also a suffix. Why don't you say it's also a suffix? So we get right to the chumrah. Yeah. So he says, you say robe, but so you know it's a meeker mumchenei.
And that couldn't resolve the suffix without chesed.
Well, he's asking there should be a chesed issur. Just like by behemah. The behemah b'chayeh b'cheskas isser omedes overcomes rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchenein. Rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchenein. Chulin da bezem and aleph. Rov mitzuyin eitzel shechita mumchenein. So why don't you say the same thing by nikur, that the cheskas isser should overcome rov mitzuyin eitzel nikur mumchenein? So the Rosh apparently is answering the no cheskos isser by the nikur. That's apparently what he's answering. I say apparently because those, he doesn't say the magic words. He kamat says it if you look at the words of the Rosh, but he doesn't say the magic words that there therefore is no cheskos isser. But that's clearly what he seems to be saying. V'hainu, now the Shmaitzer takes over, to behema kula b'cheskos isser, by a behemoth, on the road to the hat there, Mashenes Har Adhena. We want a transformation. Abu Benikar Agid, ain't a right to the hat there, Isser. We want to say the gid was taken out. Nothing was transformed, though. DMK, ki hechi d'loi havi cheskus iser, b'sofek im husar ha-ta'aruvos. Now the Shmaitz is going back to the Ramah. So he's saying, since there's no cheskus iser, in this case it would be a cheskus iser, that the gid is there. So he says, just like there's no cheskus iser when you have your sofek if husar ha-ta'aruvos, if you have a suffix, if a tarubos was created, so you don't have a cheskos heter. But mutter is mutter, what's also is also. Even the ein chatiche nasus nevela, b'shori surin, elo ha'isr shenasarev, hu ha'isr ve'ein oisr nesamutter. Vafinu l'das ha'poiskim d'amina chatiche nasus nevela, which the Chora says, Chadichanaz Nevela, it's primarily said, like, against the Svara was saying, that the Chadichanaz Nevela means that the Chadichas meat of Heter, Nasus Nevela, it becomes Usur. When it gets permeated with the taste molecules of the Dvar Isur, it actually becomes Nevela. Now, the biggest manifestation of this question is if this now falls into something else, do you need 60 times this entire piece of meat, or do you only need 60 times the iser that permeated this meat? So if you say chaticha einasus nevela, you only need 60 times of the taste. But if you say chaticha nasus nevela, you need 60 times of mamish, this whole piece of meat. So
how is that actually working, though? Because with taruva, you're speaking about, if you will, a suspension, okay, of how the molecules are mixed together. Okay, you've got heter, you've got iser, not a problem, okay? But here, with the gid, it's not like it is assimilating into the rest of it. It's you can still, you haven't separated it, but you can.
So what are you saying? Therefore,
so
what?
I don't see how this is like a case of taruvas if they didn't remove enough.
What? It's better or worse? I don't know.
I still
for sure is taruvas.
It's better because I think you can use chazaka here.
Whenever you have a taruvas, you say you can't use chazaka because when the iser is created through taruvas and you hold presumably. Chaticha ena nasus nevela, which says that you didn't have a transformation of heter into iser, you just had iser plop down in your lap that you can't get rid of, so it's also to eat. So then you can't apply cheskos heter or cheskos iser.
I understand that, but I'm questioning how can we consider this taruvas? That's
what I'm not
sure. Yeah,
we're talking about the meat that it's in. We're not talking about the gid itself. The gid we don't see. You buy a piece of meat in the store, sirloin? What is the gid on nosher?
Yeah.
Sirloin?
Yeah.
Ashkenazim haven't eaten it in centuries.
We don't eat sirloin. Right?
Yes, but Svarth.
But what happens if you have a good hechsher from the Svarth? From they sell it. Best Market sells that part of the animal with Rav Machput hechsher. So I asked a lot of Rabbonim if an Ashkenazi can eat it, assuming you trust the Hechsher. That's not the issue. So most of them I asked said there was never a formal Isser placed on that part of the animal. It's just we lost the Masorah of how to do Nikur, or maybe just Amaratzis. People didn't know how to do Nikur of Gidanosha. So we stopped eating that part of the animal. But theoretically, if you have a good hechsher that you trust, of the Sfaradim who know what they're doing, or say they know what they're doing, or you trust them that they know what they're doing, so there's no reason why you can't eat it. A few Rabbonim told me not. I myself have no opinion on the matter. I mean, I never saw anywhere that it was a formal issa. That was why I had the question. It wasn't like kidney is that they formally asked or...
Kagavim.
That's also.
They have a
Masorah. The OU makes a dinner every year where they people stand up and eat Chabadim.
Dudu.
Anyway, so that's a quintessential Terubos. The gid is mixed into the meat, and it wasn't what you call what's the word for traboring meat? The word for it. Deveined, yeah, it wasn't deveined. Anyway, which would seem to be mamish in contradistinction to the Sfora was saying, that the piece of meat actually is transformed into Isser. He says, Eina Medina, that's a Durabonar Alam Shem Gezerah the Basa B'Cholam. Because Basa B'Cholam is definitely a transformation. You shouldn't think that when you cook Basa B'Cholam together, I don't know what would be usher. See there, the svara is almost mukhrach, because each thing was heter. It's like a chemical reaction. You put it together, it becomes usher. So what's usher? So you could say meat that's permeated with cholov, the cholov's usher, the meat's usher. Anyway, there everything becomes usher. The cholov gets transformed. Even if you don't look at it, that it becomes one entity called Basar B'Cholav. So the Basar is Asar and the Cholav is Asar. If you have a Kazayas of Basar and a Kazayas of Cholav and they get cooked together, you have two Kazayas of Isar now, not one. You have two Kazayas of Isar. Not the Pshad Basar with a milk permeated with milk is Asar. Maybe you do it, child, but then the milk permeated with basar is also basar. Kitzur, you have two kaveis from basar. Anyway, the Shmaitzer suggests that even if you hold chaticha nasas tevela, it would be a drabonon and zera asar otu basar b'chala. But certainly in Svara, chaticha nasas tevela, and in reality, chaticha is not nasas tevela, and therefore you can't apply chazaka. Okay?
One of the Shmaitzer, Tarov is mutter. What do we call it?
The suffix.
No. If let's say it is us, we found out it has enough meat.
It's also.
It's a kasisa. What do we call it? It's on
the other season. It's also to eat.
You tell them what?
Because you'll be eating Isser. Because the Isser is there. So and you haven't gotten rid of it.
So does that, you think that soup not have a kasisa?
According to the Shmaitzer, no. Why do you worry about the word chazaka? Let's say it doesn't have a cheskos iser. That's his point. It doesn't have a cheskos iser. There's iser there. There's iser there. We're talking about chaylev fell in. It's bottle. We're not talking about when it's bottle. What are you mixing in?
So the point is, the iser still here. The iser has to always still there. Neither one disappears.
We're not talking, bittle says it's bottle. We're talking when there's no bittle. When there's no bittle, you're eating. So the Schmeitzer's point, is saying it's very logical, is that the Isser, you're eating the Isser. That's what you're doing wrong. That's in layman's terms, we say the soup became Isser. But in technical terms, we would say the soup maybe became usher to eat because of the drops of chazer that are in there.
It's usher to eat it, but there's no cheskos iser on the soup.
Right.
There's
no cheskos iser on the chazer either. It's usher. Your suffix is whether the chazer is there or not, whether it was deveined, whether the git is there, or whether it fell in the first place. So the Shmaitzer is saying, you don't have a cheskos iser, you don't have a cheskos heter. You can't apply chazaka to a taruvos. Wait till we see Rav Shimon, your eyes will pop out of your head. No, just his terminology. Rav Shimon is it's like a science book. This is the terminology of like laboratory condition lumpus. And, you know, this person did a marvelous job. This person that wrote Haoros on Rav Shimon did a marvelous work, I must say. Anyway, but the top is Rav Shimon's Lashon. Rav Shimon wrote the Sefer. And he has this Tosfos. We'll save it for tomorrow. But I like what he said. Daf Bashkofer Rishayna. Tzodku Ma'oi Divri Hashem Shmaitza. This is L'chayra. Hashem Shmaitza is like, it becomes almost poshut what the Shmaitza is saying. Why are we spending so much time on it? The Eich Shayach Loima Chazoka B'chiai Gavno Kina Da Hachulim B'chomokom Sheheim Mutorim V'lo Nishtanu Le'isser Gamachar Atarubois. Nothing was transformed. It's 100% the Mashanes Alonu Atarubois who Rak Mishum She'enonu Makirim. You don't know which was Osir and which was Mutter. V'onu Musupokim She'menifka B'chaticho Asura V'komo She'rachnu Liel B'shmaitza Aleph B'shar Aleph Perik Tes. He wants to explain Shitas Tosfos. You gotta tune in tomorrow. I want to finish the parrot now. Bli Nedar. No, not Bli Nedar. I want to finish the parrot. But not Bli Nedar. I want to finish the parrot. We're going to finish the parrot is Bli Nedar. Bayamataz Yoridea. Beisha Achasha Bishla Bosor Vishokcha Velo Yoda Imolcha Tchila Lo. If she got out the blood through Malicha. V'hello lahatir mishum d'dam shemilcho u'bishlo einu ela midrabanon. Right, it's stamadin that blood once it's cooked becomes mutter midiraisa. It had enough of a shinui. It was nishtaneh and it's mutter. It's fake. And now you're back to a sofik drabanon. The sofik drabanon l'kula. U'v'nechudas hakesef hisik. Even the ikach cheskos iser shalonim lach. That's how he puts it. There's a cheskas iser, there's a chazoka shalom nimlach. We'll talk about this tomorrow together with Rav Shimon. Because you'll notice he doesn't say there's a cheskas iser. We'll have this tonight. I just want to finish the parak. He doesn't say there's a cheskas iser on the meat with the blood. He says there's a chazoka shalom nimlach. So it's like but the Shmaitz I think is not picking up on that. We'll see. There's a chazaka shalom nimlach uvecheskas iser lo aminos feked rabbanon lekula. Ayin shom, that's a nice yisod that we're picking up now. I think we had it in Shmaitza Aleph. You don't say something rabbanon lekula if there's a chazaka lechumra. So the shach asks, again the kudus hakesed is the shach, you have a cheskas iser here. Shalom nimlach, that the blood was there. So what do you mean something rabbanon lekula? Well, if imashik asat the angel cheskas iser, I'm pointing out just a tantalizing diuk that the Shach doesn't really say that the meat was Becheskas Isser. He said it was Becheskas Shalom Nimlach. But that opens up a whole new can of worms, you should pardon the expression, because then if what I'm saying is true, then maybe the Rosh is Shver, because you could say it's Becheskas Shalom Nikur. So now, like, it's a whole different type of Chazaka. So maybe the Shmaitz's point is not so Mukhroch anymore if you have such a Chazaka. A Chazaka that the Isser was not taken out. It's not a Cheskas Haguf, but it's a chazaka d'mei kara. It's not even a cheskas din. I'd say it's closer to cheskas aguf than cheskas din. Because the cheskas din, the Shmaitza says you don't have. Because what's osur is osur, what's mutter is mutter. But you have a chazaka that something didn't happen. And he calls that a chazaka. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is there such a chazaka? That's the question. Like the Shmaitza ignores that lashon. And he's talking about it, but I just want to point out the chilek now. Till now, we were talking about the thing is Becheskas Isser, the thing is Becheskas Mutter. So, the Shmaitz's point is well taken. There's no chazaka if it's just a taruvos of Isser v'Heter. But the Shach here threw in a different lashon, which the Shmaitz is ignoring. And that's, it's a chazaka shelo nimlach. That's like a chazaka of what happened. It's Becheskas, something didn't happen. the Shmaitz ignores it, I'm saying. Well, it's a Cheskus Isser because it makes the thing awesome. But anyway, the Shmaitz ignores it because he just says, well, my Svara applies again, there's no Cheskus Isser. Well, the Fiza Yisyashev by the Kashel and the Perakei, and Shmaitz Yimul Perakei, Livi Armo Barachayim, the Nimtza, Chita Be'isa, and the question is, was it there when it got baked? I think, or maybe, when was it there? What? Oisrin Hakol, Damina Kaninsa Kanhoya, Ayin Shom, Bakashulon, and I said, the Loy Amina Kishas Matsiyoson, we don't go with Chazaka the Hashta, El Lachayme Tumu Bakachim, Avo Baalmo, Mukmina Nal Cheskoso, of previously, Avo Gab the Isra Hashta. Okay, but the Inema. So we have a chazaka to make kara that it was mutter, but the inema, the suffix taruva is loyamina the cheskus head there. If echad the leka chazaka kamo as leinim b'osu shas mitziyoson zima shekusavti or bezishma sheechto the perik tazayin. So now he throws a monkey wrench into a teretz he said in perikay, but in perikay he said the case of finding a chita in the isa is a clash between chazaka to make kara and the Chazok and the Hashtag, what we see, Kishas Mitzuyuson, so he said, no problem, there's really no such thing. And you follow Chazok and the Meikara, but now he throws a curveball, and he says, all my talk that there's no such thing as a Chazok and the Meikara is when it comes up again, I'm sorry, that there's no such thing as a Chazok and the Hashtag is when it bumps up against the Chazok and the Meikara. But here, L'chayra, there is no Chazok and the Meikara based on what I just said. Because the Chametz is the Chametz, the Isa is the Isa. So there is no Cheskus Heter. So then I would follow the Matzav that I see now, that the Chita has permeated the Isa. Ela the Tzarechion. But I have a Kasha. So that wasn't a Kasha. That was just, he had to retract something he said back in Parakei. But now he's going to ask a Kasha and say a Lomdish Teretz in five words. And we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Ela the tzarchiyam be'ervin, the shom mashma the sofek in nidmu utruma b'chulin. You don't know to what degree truma got mixed into chulin. Is it bottom barov or not? You're not sure. The soiber Rabbi Yossi, and you made an erev tchumen out of it. So Rabbi Yossi says sofek erev kosher. You can assume it's a valid erev. Umashma shom b'shum cheskus hetter. That the peros have a cheskus heter. That's what it's mashma there. Alma afilu b'safek tarubois mahani cheskus heter. Whoa! According to me, there's no cheskus heter. You're talking about truma falling into chulin and becoming usher to eat. The efshar says the shmaitza the hosam mukim b'cheskoso the kosher le'eru kodem shenidmu. We're not talking about the cheskas heter of the food. We're talking about a more conceptual chazaka that it's a kosher eruv, and an eruv is totally in the food, and the food has to be kosher. So he's saying, no, there's a cheskas kashrus on the eruv. And that is a chazaka. I'm not talking about the cheskas. When you're looking at the food and you want to look at a cheskas heter of the food, so then I say there is none. Something terubas. But I do have a chazaka that I could use. Chazaka is a din. Chazaka, you can play with chazaka. It's a concept. It's a legal concept. If you find the chazaka, look at the Schweitzer just did. He said the food has no chazaka. That means lechora. That means if you look at the food, it would be osur, because it has no cheskus heter. So how could the eruv be kosher if the food's osur? So he said, no. He's saying the eruv's kosher because the eruv has a cheskus kashrus. And that is a chazaka. Now, could you go eat the food? L'chari, I don't know. We'll see. It's very exciting. We have to see this from Shimon. Very exciting. Are we starting 8:05 officially? What happens if everybody... Why? It was explained in a long email. I'm talking to Harry Stern about moving Maariv to 8:45. But that, I'll talk to him. It's not going to happen this week. We might move Maariv to 8:45 and start 8:05. So we'll have the, we'll give you guys an extra 5 minutes, and we'll still have the 40 minutes of learning. And nobody will have to lose. I'll just say a 60-second Dvar Halacha instead of a 3-minute Dvar Halacha. So it'll come out to be the same. What?
A
2-week switch Maariv, yeah. I'm passing it. Okay. To keep the Chabura together, we have a good group now, we want to keep it together. Sanilio, I'm going to say Sanilio.